Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 28th of January, 2008. Today's topic is drifting on music. I guess in my life, it's always been the guitar player who gets the girl. When I'm feeling blue or stressed out, and I want to drop my defenses and relax, there's just nothing like good guitar music to take me there. It all started when I was a kid. I grew up in a family of older boys who played folk and blues, strumming on guitars, dueling on banjos, and later on graduating to lutes and other sophisticated instruments. But I always associated guitars with them. And later on, after the family harmonies started falling apart, it was the sound of music at family gatherings that kept bringing back that feeling of peace and belonging. Since our first loves are those we know in childhood, by association, I've always fallen hardest for the man who could play the best. Music has that magic quality to open the mind, to let you think less and know more. Guy Claxton, one of my heroes in education, calls it the tortoise mind, that slow thinking that sets in and gives the hectic, short-sighted harebrain a rest. Amazingly, as you listen to and play and even simply imagine music, it makes your mind grow new connections to allow you to think in new ways. I don't like didactic doses of alpha brainwave-inducing Baroque music. You know, those awful pan flute pachelbels you get on dime store CDs. I refuse to have something as precious as music pimped and reduced in that way. No, what gets my alpha waves going is majestic music. The type that grows from years of practicing and learning and experimenting and perfecting until it's a personal and unique moment to be shared. My extended family has grown up with music, and I've watched the children build their sense of self in a strong community. At our last family gathering, two of my nieces were talking about voice, something they're both into professionally now, and Rose said something that really struck me. To counter nerves at a performance, she makes like a Buddha, feeling round and centered and inside herself to let her voice ring out. Harmony and skill begin inside. So imagine my delight in the midst of my harebrained workday when I stumbled upon a Buddha guitarist in Andy McKee. Now, if you'll just excuse me, I think I'll go back to drifting on music. Hope you enjoy Andy McKee and come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.